USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large number of people took to the skies over the 4th of July weekend, despite predictions of carriers not being able to handle the volume. Nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport security checkpoints Friday, the most since February of 2020. Another 2.2 million were screened Saturday and 2.1 million on Sunday. 464 flights were canceled over the holiday weekend. Two Philadelphia area police officers were injured in a shooting that took place as tens of thousands of people celebrated 4th of July by congregating for fireworks and live music Monday near the city's famed Museum of Art. It's unclear where the gunfire originated and could have been ricochets or celebratory gunfire, according to police. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Democrats are reviving their efforts to shut down the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, but their efforts may face an uphill battle in the Senate. House Democrats have advanced legislation seeking to close the facility in Cuba as part of a larger annual defense spending bill leaders are expected to bring to a vote in the full chamber. That should be happening in the coming weeks. Let's get an update on the Brittany Griner Russian incarceration and drug trial in Moscow.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is pleading for her freedom in a letter to the White House. She's been detained in Russia since February after being arrested at an airport in Moscow for having marijuana cartridges. In the letter, the Phoenix Mercury star told President Biden, "I realize you are dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me and the other American detainees." Griner said, "Please do all you can to bring us home." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Georgia's Democrat gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams has paid out nearly $500,000 for private security through her campaign since December when she launched her second bid for governor. The irony here, Ms. Abrams is a board member of a foundation that wants to eliminate the police and is personally backing an anti-police initiative. She's running for governor of the Peach State in a rematch with Brian Kemp. As America celebrated her birthday Monday, there was a segment of our society that says we shouldn't celebrate our grand experiment. Paris Denard, director of Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee, points out on Newsmax that Democrats have inculcated some to think this is a bad country.
You know, this is a Democrat party who is not respecting life. But luckily we have Republicans and conservatives on the Supreme Court who are standing for life, who are standing for the Second Amendment, who are standing for faith in the public square and being allowed to pray on a football field by yourself. These are the things that the Supreme Court recently upheld and did because we had a conservative justices on the Supreme Court, thanks to President Trump, three of them, in fact. And so my message to Americans is that this too shall pass. Elections matter. Stay focused on ensuring that we elect conservative Republicans who understand and are willing to fight for the Constitution.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.